You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a new big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
I can dig it.
Stop. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. Oh, welcome to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. What's going on, Cardi? How you doing, man?
Man, hey, it's Motown Mondays, and I'm glad you're back, man, because Friday I was like, man, where's Earl?
Hey, man, you know what? So here I am. A guy who rarely, if ever, misses a day, and you know, the guy called me up and he said, "Hey man, we put out a silver alert on you. A silver alert? Come on, man, come on." Although I am, you know, in that area, I am. If I was missing, they certainly would put it out. But come on, man, a silver alert. Anyway, man, it was a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Man, I must have spent 5-6 hours outside, man, on my lawn and barbecuing and the whole thing. I took advantage because they said there was going to be snow this morning. And, you know, I got up this morning, 4 o'clock, and looked out to see if there was any snow, and praise the Lord, we didn't get any. But anyway, that doesn't mean we're not going to get it. Anyway, got a lot to talk about this morning, as always. As I stated before, it's a Motown Monday, and I am joined by, again, Dr. Christian Payne of Lead Safe Schools Milwaukee, also Miss Kat Kaiser of Lead Safe Schools Milwaukee, and Miss Melody Curtis. And Melody Curtis is with the Metcalf Park Community Bridges. Good morning to all of you, and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. You know,
good this, morning, Earl.
And welcome back, Dr. Payne. This is with all the things that are going on nationally, and all the negative news that just continues to permeate the airwaves, and we look at those things on the national scale, and you just, you know, the air is just sucked out of you, wind is sucked out of your sails, and so we can focus on all those national things, and they're certainly worthy of being focused on. But then here, locally, I always say all politics is local. But the continued problems that MPS is facing, the families that are being impacted and affected by lead, is worse than even all those other things, because it's right here and it's our children, and it's something that we should be able to correct if we're mobilized, if we're organized. And Dr. Christian Payne, that's your wheelhouse. And so tell us a little bit about why you guys created Lead Safe Schools MKE.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so we created Lead Safe Schools MKE after the first school was implicated in the MPS lead crisis. And part of the reason we formed was to put pressure on appropriate parties to get the solutions that we need and to get accountability, to figure out what went wrong, how we got here, because we want to fix the problem and we don't want to go back. And so, you know, my thinking is that it's usually pressure outside of these institutionalized systems that create the real change, and that we needed people from the community to band together to build that kind of power. And I think so far we've had some significant wins, but we still have a lot of work to do. This is a giant problem. We've got 150 schools in MPS, and we know that 7 so far have been implicated, but many more are definitely in similar condition.
So if this wouldn't be a monumental task for a superintendent who's been in place for years, got a brand new superintendent at the same time this is happening. And so she's only been in office a couple weeks. And so faced with this, and you call it exactly right, a crisis. The district, to be quite frank, is not equipped as it is structured today to deal with the possibility that that could be led in 25, 50, 75, 100 schools. It realistically, it is not in a position to handle that. And so they fired the guy who was in charge of it. And as if firing that one man is going to somehow be the solution to this. You say what to that?
I say, you know, this does not rest on the shoulders of one person. I do think his oversight of the buildings and the maintenance for the past several decades means that he wasn't doing what he needed to do. However, that being said, we also need to look a little bit further down the line to look at how our public schools have been starved of resources. The legislature has consistently decided to siphon off money from public schools and put them into privatization, which has meant that we've had much less resources for things like the upkeep of our buildings. And so when decisions get made about what to cut, unfortunately, what has happened is the safety and health of our buildings have been on the chopping block. So the legislature is responsible for the mess that we're in with this crisis.
You know, Dr. Payne, one of the things that this listening audience, which is clearly heard all over the state of Wisconsin, needs to understand is that the same forces that helped create this problem in Milwaukee Public Schools, I'm pretty sure that if people were to check those facilities in other schools across the state, right now Milwaukee is right there and everybody's talking solely about it. But I guarantee you, in many of these other towns and cities across the state of Wisconsin, there's lead in schools and there's lead in the water. Is it safe to say that?
I think so, yes. And I think, you know, if people are really interested in looking at their local, you know, community, what they can do is they can go to the Wisconsin Public Education Network and actually get the number, the amount of money that has been siphoned off from their public school district by privatization efforts. And so they can see what we're missing in terms of the funds for our public schools. And I would encourage people to do that.
Now, you brought in Ms. Kat Kaiser, and good morning to you, young lady. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right. Your thoughts on and why you're a part of Lead Safe Schools MKE. Apparently, you've probably got a child or two that's engaged in Milwaukee Public Schools. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, I've got twin first graders that go to Trowbridge Street School in Bayview. And you were just talking about how the district separated, fired Dr. Sean Kane. And I think that was a good start. And now I feel like now the real work begins, you know, that was just the start. And now we can really get down to business because it's really about putting new systems and new ways of keeping everyone accountable into place.
Miss Melody McCurtis, You are with Metcalf Park Community Bridges. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Yes, so I'm working at the community-based organizations where STARMS, which is one of the impacted schools, sits. And we've been able to purchase lead filtration systems and distribute that to community members. And we really wanted to do that to highlight that if our schools are historically being divested from, extracted from, right? This is an interconnected problem. There should be mayors, auditor folks, NPS, they should be working together to figure out a short-term solution and a long-term solution. So if the community is able to figure out a short-term solution, why aren't they able to do that?
Are you sure you didn't listen to my show last week? Because I said the exact same thing.
But somebody probably gave me the cliff notes.
I said, listen, this is clearly bigger than Milwaukee Public Schools. And it is shameful that we haven't heard from the mayor, all the elected officials. To think that Milwaukee Public Schools, these buildings don't belong to Milwaukee Public Schools first. People need to understand that. You know, they don't own the buildings. The taxpayers in the city own the buildings. And so that needs to be understood. That doesn't absolve MPS of the fact that MPS dropped the ball on its maintenance and what it needed to do. But then there needed to be oversight from city government to make sure that this didn't happen. Where was the oversight from the city? And so while MPS is struggling trying to figure this out, and rightfully so, and we know that they can't handle this on their own, there needs to be pressure applied to city government, state government, to make sure the children are safe. Come on, what's more important than that? I don't look the street lights, cleaning the streets, all the other things secondary to children being safe. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. I'm joined by Miss Melody McCurtis from Metcalf Park Community Bridges. I'm joined by Dr. Christian Payne and Kat Kaiser with Lead Safe Schools, MKE. 855-752-4842 is the number on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4843, 855-752-4843. You can text us at that same number. I'm joined by Dr. Christian Payne, Kat Cesar. Did I pronounce it properly?
Cesar, like bizarre.
Cesar, okay.
Cesar.
All right. Both of Lead Safe Schools and Miss Melody. Where's it at? Melody McCurtis with Metcalf Park Community Bridges. And we're talking about, again, what continues to be, I think, just an unacceptable reality in this community, and that's, you know, lead in the buildings, lead in the water. And Tony says, I think every one agrees that MPS is on the bottom of Speaker Voss's agenda. And that's come on. I mean, that's really kind of it. You know, the fact that MPS is on the bottom of Voss's agenda. Hell, man, there's 60,000 children. You know, whatever issues, you know, Robin Voss and conservatives have to do things that are detrimental to 60,000 children is unacceptable. I mean, yeah, we know Robin Voss has been opposed to Milwaukee public schools, but that shouldn't be something that's tongue-in-cheek. That should be an assault on Robin Voss. You know, how dare you? You know, what kind of person are you that you would do things to harm 60,000 children because of where you are and what you think of the 60,000 children that live in the city of Milwaukee? That's what makes this so egregious, because the rest of the state knows what you just said, Tony, is 100% correct. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Al from Milwaukee, good morning to you, Al. You say what?
Good morning, everyone. I want to say two things. One, the young lady earlier before your break said something about new. It's too often that we look at the word new as something better. Almost everybody that's on the Common Council, on the school board, that grew up in Milwaukee, most of them went to Milwaukee Public Schools. And people on the school board, as you indicated, work for the community, but they all want to be politicians. But, and it's not about what's new. If those who grew up in the city and got a decent education, you need to be looking back at some of the old stuff and put it back in place because it worked. Not about the new. And all of this stuff about lead didn't surface until we had all that flooding with that cryptosporidium outbreak, and that's when we all got involved with dealing with lead pipes in the city, in our homes. And there was a factory on the corner of Hampton and Tetonia that was one of the biggest producers of lead pipes in the state, and most of the homes and other buildings and fire hydrants were all made at that place. And they shut down in Milwaukee and moved to Fond du Lac. Have a good day.
Al, thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Payne, as Tony said, everybody knows, okay, that the state of Wisconsin, the legislature, has done everything within its power to disenfranchise the public schools, not just in the city of Milwaukee, but across the entire state. And to have two or three different districts that the taxpayers now have to support is kind of ridiculous, right? So somebody has to suffer because there's X amount of dollars.
Yep. And I with the surplus we had in our budget too, where's that money going, and why can't we get it for what we clearly need right now, which is our public school system? And look, this isn't just in the schools in Milwaukee, it's in the homes in Milwaukee as well. And so I think it just begs the question, what is the solution? We keep talking about this for the last several decades, that lead is poisoning our community. And at what point are politicians going to have the political will and the imagination that we can actually do something about it?
Well, they really don't, because it's really incumbent upon the constituents to bring the necessary pressure on the politricksters. Because the politricksters, you know, they don't like me using that verbiage, but if you're not focused on what is going on in your communities, you know what's happening. You know children are struggling and suffering through this and families, and you remain silent. You're culpable, okay? And at some point in time, we've got to make sure that that pressure comes down on them so they understand this is not something that MPS has to fix alone. It should be on the top of the list for the city of Milwaukee's elected officials. 855-752-4842. Our phone lines are open. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I'm joined by Ms. Kat Cesar, Christian Payne, and they are of Lead Safe Schools Milwaukee, and Ms. Melody McCurtis of Metcalf Park Community Bridges, as we continue to talk about the continued ongoing problems that parents and children are facing in Milwaukee public schools. You know, Ms. McCurtis, you talked about community-based organizations and what they are doing. Not only are the children faced with lead in the schools, but in many instances, lead at home. And so in these rental properties and even in some of the homes that they own. And so, you know, we're facing a crisis in our community with behavior problems with children who, in many instances, having trouble succeeding in school. A lot of it has to do with the fact that they've been exposed to lead. We know that now. And then they wind up on the street with guns in their hands because they were not able to do what they needed to do in school, couldn't focus. And they're on the street, and they're killing one another, and they're causing all sorts of mayhem. Why is it that the lead issue is not number one? We can talk about making sure that we get law enforcement in the public schools. That's secondary. But the state legislature made sure, and they raised holy hell to get those officers in the school. Why aren't they doing that to make sure that the lead is eliminated in the schools?
Yeah, so this issue is not being prioritized, period, right? This has been a decade-long issue. If all of these schools got lead paint in the 70s, then this problem is not a today problem, right?
It's not.
On top of that, we know that there is lead in the homes. There's lead in the water, right? Because that same company that was here in the 70s, you know, our city really energized folks to switch out their pipes to lead, right? So if we really look back. So that's why I'm saying this is a multi-level issue and people are too quiet about it. So when we think about our kids going to an environment where we're thinking that they're going to be safe and then they're not being safe, right? They can't function properly because we know what lead does to the body, but then we're not doing anything to correct. It's almost like when they say, hey, we got this 10-year plan. We're going to close or consolidate 50 schools, right? Everything that they're coming out with is not repairing the harm. It's not getting at the problem at the root. It's saying, hey, we're just going to do this big splash and go on about our day, right? Because even if you tear down a building that's full of lead, now that lead is getting in the dirt. Then it's getting in the air. So these Band-Aid solutions are not going to cut it, right? And we're in a time where we should be prioritizing our next generation. What are we leaving them with? Are we leaving them with mental health issues? No way to control themselves, right? And then giving them no support? And then saying, hey, we're not at fault. Everybody's passing the buck. When everybody should be loud about it, everybody should be putting their heads together to figure out how do we fix and course correct our part in it, because everybody has a part, right? When the city was like, hey, switch to lead pipes, they had a part in it. When our money, our taxes is getting raised for NPS, but then it's going to private schools, folks have a part in it, right? But nobody wants a part in to actually create some real solutions to make our schools safe, healthy, and thriving for this next generation.
Ms. Cesar?
Well, I just wanted to go back to something the previous caller said, which was about not just focusing on what's new, but looking at things that were already in place. And MPS used to have more painters. It used to have painting days. It used to have more resources for people working in facilities and maintenance. And that's just been shriveled down to basically, you know, not much at all. And so that's why we're here in this crisis.
Dr. Payne?
You know, it would save us $1.7 billion per birth cohort and reduced violent crimes if we actually took care of the lead issue. That's 2009 money, by the way. So it would be much, much larger now. And so it really isn't fiscally responsible if we're just even looking at that metric. It's not morally responsible either to ignore this, but from a fiscal perspective, it doesn't make sense to not do something about it. Yeah. And, you know, we're seeing the implications of the federal government's actions here too. This past Tuesday, HHS cut their entire CDC childhood lead prevention poisoning prevention program. And our Milwaukee Health Department had been working closely with them on this lead crisis and now no longer has them to speak to or to use as a resource. They're gone.
You know, if let me just go to the phone lines. Ben, you're up.
You know, listening, you took the words out of my mouth, Ingram. First time, long time listener. First time caller, love Civic Media, Devil's Advocates, Errol Ingram. I miss Outside the Box. You guys do a service for the community and for Wisconsin, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Seriously, I'm kind of upset that we had the richest man in America and the world come to Wisconsin, and what roads did he fix? What pipes did he replace? What buildings or any type of help did he give to anybody? I'm sick of people asking for money for flyers to send to your house. Where's the politicians that say, give me the money, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to fix your roads? You already know who I am. You already know that I'm running for this office? Why do I have to get a million advertisements on TV? Wouldn't it be smarter for them to be like, thank you for all that money, I'm going to remove the lead out of the schools, you know? If any of them, and like, where's Ron Johnson, right? Is he busy on his private jets flying out to Florida, you know? Busy having secret meetings in Russia? Like, call him up. Why is he even still a senator? You know, he's too busy giving tax cuts to himself. And so him and his family can buy private jets, which they did, you know, instead of helping the schools. The communities are filled full of buildings with rich people's names on them. You know, Carnegie Hall. Where's the rich people now to come and help the poor? You know, they already took our money through our pay, you know, and yet they still can't make us live a decent life, you know. And like you said, man, they're putting, instead of fixing the pipes, they're putting the police in the schools. You know, that seems like you're dealing with the symptoms, not the problem.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Ben. And, I wish I had more time, man, but thank you very much for those kind words, and keep listening, man, and really appreciate it. Tom Pamela, you're up.
Yeah, good morning, Earl. Ben already hit on the one fact, money in politics is the problem. But I would ask any of your guests if they would agree upon the fact that most people in this country do not understand the difference between private and public. And that's a real problem, because public means that we, the people, collectively own it. And we have a say in what happens. When you privatize everything, it's that one owner, and they don't have to listen to anything you say. So when we go and privatize the commons, which is something that we all share in common, like pipes, lead pipes, then all of a sudden, they don't have to do anything. So I was wondering if one of your guests could maybe riff on this, or tell us, the listeners, I know most of your listeners know, Earl, but most of your listeners need to tell about five other people about the difference between public and private. Do any of your guests want to riff on that?
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. You know, anybody want to take a bite out of that apple?
Sure, I'll jump in. That's all very true. So what happens with public services is that all of that is controlled or should be controlled by the people, the community, and there is a level of transparency and accountability that doesn't exist within the private sphere. So there's much less community power to affect privately held institutions or companies. So I think it's a really important point that when we take money that used to be for public schools and siphon it off to the private schools, then we are losing a whole heck of a lot, not just the funding.
You know, Dr. Payne and Ms. Cesar and Ms. McCurtis, the real outrage is this morning, as every morning, children are in buildings that we know lead is in. What are we doing? I mean, what the hell is going on? We know it. And yet we haven't made it priority one. Okay, over the weekend, there should have been no rest for elected officials, because they would be knowing that Monday children are going back to being exposed to lead. Where's the urgency, right? I mean, where's it at? You know, it has to be priority one. And outside of what I'm doing on these airways and what's, you know, get the lead out and others are doing, it should be everywhere. It should be in all the newspapers. It should be on all the news outlets. Hey, children, hey, Monday morning, children are going back into an unsafe environment. For heaven's sakes, all over the world, our nation, and I'm 70 years old, as long as I can remember, there's been nonstop effort by the United States of America to make sure that third world nations had clean water all over the world. Hey, charity starts at home, and then it's spread abroad. You know, I mean, these are things that are paramount and that shouldn't even be negotiated. When the Common Council comes in to chambers today, or when the mayor walks into his office, there should be nonstop focus and conversation on what are we going to do to address lead that our children are exposed to. 855-752-4842. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. No, no. Everyone must change. Yeah. Nothing stays the same. The young become the old. Mysteries do unfold. 'Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure of, except rain comes from the clouds and sunlight up the sky and hummingbirds.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. I am joined once again by Melody McCurtis. She's with Metcalf Park Community Bridges, Christian Payne, and Kat Cesar. And they are with, come on, help me out.
The Lead Free. The Safe Schools for Lead.
Let's Safe Schools MKE.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Robert from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Robert. You say what?
I say this goes beyond the city of Milwaukee. A lot of people are beating up the city for these issues. I would like to see the city bring a lawsuit against the state, against Devin LeMahieu, Robin Boss, because they're holding on the money. They have money to clean up. They've starved the city of funds. You know, this results in learning disabilities, health issues. And those of us that have a long memory, when Walker was in office, if you remember, these guys took about $750,000 from lead paint manufacturers. And then they changed the rules to release them of all liability. I think some of their actions are criminal. I think they need to take them to court and have the court say, release funds to fix the issue. And not only that, if you stand in the way or block it, we're going to charge you with a crime. I mean, this is people's health and learning and everything else. So,
well, Robert,
it's not just the city.
Robert, you are just so on point, man. You really are. Thank you very much for the call, Terry from the Northwoods. Terry, you say what?
I want to echo everything you said, Earl. Just 5 minutes ago. Priority one, let's get the lead out. Priority one. That's all, Earl. I'll keep listening.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Payne, what do you want to say to people who are listening? Because, again, this is an issue across the state, across the nation, is really what this is. And as you're mobilizing, people who are listening, what can they do to support you?
Well, if you're local here in Milwaukee, or even if not, come to one of our community assemblies. We're having our next community assembly this Saturday, April 12th, from 2:30 to 4:30. At the East Branch Library in Milwaukee. And there we're gonna have a lot of action items for people to do, things that they can do that moment before they leave to contact their state reps and push for a budget that prioritizes our schools and lead removal from our communities. Common Council actions that they can participate in, MPS board actions that they can participate in. And we're going to have the kids participate in an action as well. Kids don't want this in their schools. They want to be able to go know that they're going to be healthy in their schools. So we're going to have action items for them too. If you're not local, all of those action items are on our website at www.leadsafeschoolsmke.com. You can do this right from your own home. And I would encourage people to start organizing in their local communities and to connect with us. We can build power across the state for this issue altogether. People need to realize that they have more power than they think they do, especially when we come together.
Well, you've already proven that by the movement that's happening inside the district already. So, Ms. McCurtis, you want to say what to the listeners?
Yeah, so everything Dr. Christian just said, follow all of those websites, follow the Instagram and the Facebook of LEAD Safe Schools, MKE, and Metcalf Park 2020, just to stay updated on the rapid actions and join us. This is not going to be a overnight thing. This is something that we're going to be working on for the long haul, and we have multiple layers that we have to tap into. So join us. Even if you don't got kids, everybody should care about kids being safe.
Yeah, because kids grow up to be adults.
That's right.
I mean, duh.
That's right.
Ms. Cesar, you say what?
Well, I just want to make the point that 3 weeks ago, I was not involved with Lead Safe Schools Milwaukee at all. And I went to one of the community assemblies that they organized. And now I'm involved. And it's as easy as that. I mean, I think really working together. I just want to make the point that working together is really the important thing. And anyone can do it. You can just start. Just, you know, come to an assembly, follow the pages, like Melody was saying. Very important.
You know, Dr. Payne, I'm with you, right? I'm with you.
Yes.
All right. 855-752-4842. We've got to leave it there for now, Dr. Payne, but we'll certainly have you back on again and again and again. Thank you very much, Ms. Cesar. Thank you very much, Ms. McCurtis. Up next, Reggie Jackson on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure of.
Except. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.